In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the younger members of the congregation to come up here and help me. While they're coming up, I'll let you all see what I'm going to ask them to talk to me about, what we're going to talk about together. You probably wonder what that is. What do you think this is? All right. I heard people. What did I hear? Tree. All right. All right. Both, right? Would you say it's a tree made out of people? Yeah. They're very quick. This is going to save a lot of time. I had to really fish for this at 9 o'clock. I didn't ask the question the right way. I was trying to make it a Rorschach image, and that didn't seem to work with the little children. It's a tree, and it's made up of people. Now, this is one of many images that I found searching for the tree of life. Why am I doing a tree today? What does that have to do with anything? Cold outside. Trees aren't doing too well, are they? Trees are alive, everybody's life. And this is a Sunday when we celebrate God's creation. And so we're talking about things that we love, that God has given us to take care of. And somehow it seems to me, now this tree has people in it. It's a tree that's made up of people. You notice it has branches and roots. Because trees have at least as much underground as they do above ground, the roots are necessary to give them the sustenance that they need to keep going. And all of it is people. And it just somehow seems as though it brings to us that circle of life and dramatizes that we are all related. And, of course, our trees aren't made up of people. They're made up of wood and other stuff, leaves. And look at these leaves. Do they remind you of anything? Look a little bit like hearts, don't they? And what was yesterday? Valentine's Day. So there again, I thought this was just such a neat image. It just brought everything together. That's all I'm going to do. I'm finished now. Don't you wish? The tree, though, I think it is really a wonderful image. Now, what I was going to do was to bring saplings or little seedlings so that everybody could take one home and plant a tree, but I didn't do that. Take one of these, please, and pass it along. Just pass that basket along and everybody take one. There were several reasons I didn't do that. One was I couldn't afford it. Another one was I couldn't find any at this time of the year. And another one was that if everybody took one home and told their families that they had to plant them, that I might get some bad press on that if you hadn't really intended to plant a tree. But this is a way that I was hoping we could connect with the reverence and appreciation for the earth that we're celebrating today. And maybe I can connect it to the lessons, too, if I try hard enough. As soon as you get one, you can go back, and we'll continue with me talking to the adults and to everybody, for that matter. So going back after you get your sticker. Oh, I didn't tell you what they're getting. They're getting just little stickers with leaves on them. And they can stick them on their hands or on their foreheads or on their bulletin or on their mouth, whatever. All right, good. Any adult? Did you get one? You got to get one. I got a few left over. So, anybody on this row want one? Pass them along. Pass them along. I need the basket back. But so today, we have these marvelous lessons. Of course, this is the Sunday when we commemorate the, what is the word? Trans, Transfiguration. That's right. A complicated word that people wonder, well, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to make up something here, that you have a familiar sight, like Jesus was well known to the three disciples who went with him, and suddenly he is transformed into much greater a vision than they had seen before. They realize suddenly this is something extremely out of the ordinary. And then, of course, Moses and Elijah appear. Aren't you impressed that they knew right away who they were and representing the law and the prophets? And it's just a glorious scene. And then the cloud comes down and the voice of God comes out saying, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." And it was just a powerful experience. And the other, the Old Testament lesson from Kings, Elijah being taken up by the whirlwind. We've got a lot of pictures here that come from nature, haven't we? If you go through your bulletin and circle every word, like in my green Bible, a lot of these are printed in green. Every word that relates to nature. We're on a mountain, we have wind, we have water with Elijah parting the Jordan, we have fire, we have, think of some more, just a whole lot of that. And so that does work well with our appreciation of God's creation. This is also a Sunday when we tend to be very exuberant because, in addition to celebrating the Transfiguration, it's the last Sunday that we can say what word before Hallelujah. Everybody say it, please.
Hallelujah.
Oh, good, good. Hey, this is good. I like this. And then after this, of course, we begin Lent and become entirely more meditative, more introspective. But now, I need to remind us of something very sad that happened this past week. And I know that you know what I'm talking about. The murders on Tuesday of those three young people who showed such promise and who then were cut off in the prime of life. That touched me very deeply because I have spent my life working with young people, college-age students, and it just was so sad. And to see the promise that these young people had, the intention that the young man Dea and his new bride, Yusor, had as they were expecting to carry out a mission trip this summer to provide free dental work for Syrian refugees, and they're taken away from us. It's just very hard to accept a situation like that. I went to the memorial service. It actually was the funeral, and I'm sure many of you saw the coverage on television at the mosque. There were so many people in attendance, 5,500 of us, that they had to have it outdoors in the soccer field across from the mosque. And it was just amazing to me, the traffic, the outpouring of love and support that this community gave to the memory of those young people. The imam of the mosque said something before we had the noonday prayers that really spoke to me. And it sounds like something that we can hear here in church at any time that we have a memorial or funeral or that we just talk about our beliefs. He said, "These young people came from the earth. They have now gone on to greater glory. They went on before we expected that they would, but they have gone on, and of course, they return to the earth." And I saw pictures of the burial, which is very simple and very straightforward. And I thought, yeah, and we will be saying that on Wednesday. From dust you came, and to dust you shall return. When the congregation prayed, the preferred posture for prayer in the mosque is completely prostrate with the head touching the floor. Well, we were outdoors, so the heads were touching the dirt. And you know, that all just spoke very strongly to me. I also went to the march yesterday, the historic march of thousands on Jones Street, and as part of the speaking before that took place, the brother of the two young women spoke very eloquently and again expressed his faith. He said, "We know that they have gone on, and we are happy for them." How could he do that? It really, really got me. And they were an inspiration to us all. So, back to today's lessons, you wonder, how in the world am I going to make this work? you do the work, and I'm with you on it. But we have all of these wonderful images of nature and the transfiguration. We may think, how is nature transfigured? Well, we may see that on Tuesday if we get the snow or the ice. That's one way that nature becomes transfigured. We see wonderful images like sunrise and sunset, the trees and the flowers blossoming in the spring, the V formations of the migrating birds. All of those things are ways in which we see transfiguration in nature. God gave this wonderful world, this wonderful universe, to God's creatures, including us, and gave us the special responsibility for taking care of it. And so we need to take that seriously. And what we may do in taking care of it is take something very ordinary, like dirt, and seeds and water, and work with God to create something extraordinary, like vegetables and flowers and trees and all of those wonderful things that we are here to help do. I think of that as sacramental. That may be stretching it a little bit too much, but taking something ordinary and with the help of God, making it, shall we say, divine. Of course, we do this every Sunday in the Eucharist, and that is a great miracle. Well, we're on the mountaintop, and we've had this wonderful experience, and the cloud appears, and God says, "This is my Son, the Beloved." And that reminds us that we are loved by God, that we are all children of God. And as children of God, we share that love, and it's our job to do everything we can to show that love, again, by caring for God's creation, by caring for one another. We also have to come down from that mountain and tell the other 9 disciples who weren't there what happened. Tell the when Elijah is taken up into heaven and that company of prophets was wandering about confused, it's up to Elisha to tell them what happened and to go on with their mission. And to quote Paul, those who are prevented from hearing the gospel by veils, to help remove that veil. So that's our job. So what we need to do is to carry out that job. I might suggest, I don't think that you can do this easily, and you certainly can't do it in here, but try that Muslim prayer posture in which we prostrate ourselves and let our heads touch the ground so that we connect with the earth and which God has made for us. And so let's go out and plant a tree. Amen.